butterflies in my head. I used to think that happy endings were only in the books I read, but you made me feel alive when I was almost dead. You filled that empty space with the love I used to chase, and as far as I can see, it don't get better than this. So butterfly, here is a song, and it's sealed with a kiss and a thank you, miss. Come and dance with me. Come and dance. Come, my lady, you're my butterfly, sugar, baby. Come, my lady, you're my pretty baby, I'll make your legs shake, you make me go crazy. Come, my lady, come, my lady, you're my butterfly, sugar, baby. Come, my lady, you're my pretty baby, I'll make your legs shake, you make me go crazy. Come, my lady, come, my lady, you're my butterfly, sugar, baby. Come, my lady, you're my pretty baby, I'll make your legs shake, you make me go crazy. Come, my lady, come, my lady, you're my butterfly, sugar, baby. Come, my lady, you're my pretty baby, I'll make your legs shake, you make me go crazy. Come and dance with me.
WRPQ Baraboo. W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. We're learning new details about Russia's aspirations to put nuclear weapons in space.
The White House is confirming that the warning from the chair of the House Intelligence Committee about a serious national security threat is related to an anti-satellite capability that Russia is developing. National Security spokesman John Kirby said this is not an active capability that has been deployed.
Though Russia's pursuit of this particular capability is troubling, there is no immediate threat to anyone's safety.
ABC's Karen Travers. Kansas City police say the preliminary investigation shows yesterday's shooting at the Chiefs rally was not an orchestrated shooting and that gunfire broke out due to a dispute. Several people are in custody. One person was killed, nearly two dozen others injured. FBI Director Christopher Wray in Germany today for the start of the Munich Security Conference. The Israel-Hamas war and Russia's attacks on Ukraine will be at the top of the agenda. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
A former Portage police officer that was fired is suing Dodge County and the sheriff's sergeant that arrested him. The former Portage police officer was fired after he was recorded threatening to burn down a person's house. In a lawsuit filed Monday in U.S. District Court for the Western District of Wisconsin, Benjamin Etzman maintains the statement was made in private and did not constitute an actual threat, also claiming that Sergeant Jeremy Wolf of the Dodge County Sheriff's Office arrested him without probable cause. On Tuesday, representatives of the Dodge County Sheriff's Office and County Clerk's Office said they were not aware of the lawsuit and would not comment on an ongoing case. Etzman was fired in September following his arrest on allegations of violating a restraining order and disorderly conduct after a video was posted to social media in which he and former Portage police officer Craig Crary threatened to burn down the house of a person who at the time had a temporary restraining order against both officers. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. We've finally flipped to a February vibe, with the sparkle of the snow under partly sunny skies and highs hovering in the low 30s. We've got a blustery northwest wind gusting at 30 miles per hour, though, knocking our temperatures back to feeling about 10 degrees cooler. Do you need help with back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now, 1-800-281-8193. Right now, it's 34 degrees.
99.7 Max FM.
I walk along the avenue. 80s, 90s, and more. It's 99.7 Max FM on this Friday Eve, streaming wherever you happen to be with the free Civic Media app.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit lonely and you're never coming around.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit tired of listening to the sound of my tears.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit nervous that the best of all the years have gone by.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit terrified and then I see the look in your eyes.
Turn around, bright eyes.
Every now and then I fall apart.
Turn around.
Eclipse of the heart.
And more.
No 99.7
Max FM.
I'm not afraid. FM Sports.
The Bucks are in Memphis to face the Grizzlies tonight, their final matchup before the NBA All-Star break. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Following tonight's game, the Bucks won't play again until a week from tomorrow night. Women's college basketball Caitlin Clark will try to make history tonight when fourth-ranked Iowa plays host to Michigan. The senior guard needs 8 points to break the NCAA's all-time scoring mark. One of the biggest races of the NASCAR season begins with the Duels of Daytona set in Florida tonight. Those two races will set the 40-car starting lineup for the Daytona 500 on Sunday. Pitchers and catchers worked out for the Brewers for the first time today in Arizona. Position players report next week with the first full squad workout set for next Tuesday. Four of the 10 semifinalists for the Mike Richter Award as a top goalie in Division I men's college hockey are from the Big Ten, including Wisconsin's Kyle McClellan. Fourth-ranked Badgers are in Columbus tomorrow to face the Ohio State Buckeyes in the first of a two-game series. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM.
I got a little change in my pocket, going jingle-ling-a-ling. Don't give me no lines and keep your hands to yourself. Your hands to yourself.
Georgia Satellites, 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7, Max FM. Badger men's basketball team finally picking up the pace after that four-game losing streak. Big win this week and another huge contest against the Hawkeyes this weekend. And if you haven't been, I was there last weekend. Badger hockey, it's a blast. If you have the chance to head down to Madison, you can make that part of one of these upcoming weekends before the season wraps up.
I can see you.
90s and more.
99.7.
Fun. Glorious.
Max FM.
Jimmy Rogers on the
80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. How could I have overlooked this? I couldn't let Dave Grant walk in here at 5 o'clock without letting everyone know, including myself, that it's National Wisconsin Day today. Yeah. I don't know who creates these things. But the whole point is we have to celebrate our rich Wisconsin history and all the beautiful places to explore, especially around this area. I just can't wait to get out to Devil's Lake again so I can finally enjoy hiking without having to put on the boots to go through all the slush. We've got a lot to be proud of, though. Supper clubs, sports, the Yadier Hayes of the world, National Wisconsin Day. This day is for you and I. Random tangent there as I hand the baton off here to Dave Grant. He's coming in after 5 o'clock. A check of your forecast next. Music from Cher as well as we continue our 50-minute music hour on Max FM.
Hi, this is Mary at the Baraboo Pizza Ranch. We have a new sweet almond cactus bread ready for you. It's made with our skillet crust, brushed with butter, sprinkled with cinnamon sugar, topped with an almond-flavored streusel and a white sugar topping. And when it comes out of the oven, we top it with our icing and some slivered almonds, and it is yummy. Here at the Baraboo Pizza Ranch, you can dine in or order it for delivery or carry out. 448-2215.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank. It's time for the Sauk Prairie Sweet Treat Walk. It's happening on Saturday, February 17th from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. The businesses of Sauk Prairie hope that you can join them for this fun-filled sweet treat and fundraising day. All proceeds will be going to the Pathway Home of South Central Wisconsin. You'll be able to purchase tickets the day of the event. The cost is $5 per person. Three and under are free. Wristbands will be available for purchase at the C2 Juicery, Sauk Prairie Fitness, and Baraboo Chamber. During the event, you won't have to go in any order, but businesses in Prairie du Sac and Sauk City will be happy to welcome you and have some sweet treats. There'll also be bucket raffles, 50-50 raffle, punch cards. If you have any questions, all the information can be found at Sauk Prairie Sweet Treat Walk 2024, and just search that on Facebook. Again, this will be benefiting the Pathway Home of South Central Wisconsin and is presented by Brunker Realty Group. And Downtown Portage will be hosting their winter fest event. It's going to be on Saturday, February 17th. There'll be a number of downtown sales at local businesses, plus prizes and activities for the whole family. Go to portagewi.com for all the details for that event.
Fall in love with our great Valentine's Day deals at Pierce's Express Market in Baraboo. Certified Angus beef, boneless family pack New York strip steaks are $8.99 a pound. 80% lean family pack ground beef is $2.99 per pound. And while supplies last, we have fresh salmon fillets at $9.99 a pound. We also have you covered with a large assortment of flowers, bouquets, plants, chocolate, and rose bouquets for just $17.99 a dozen while supplies last. Happy Valentine's Day from Pierce's Express Market, family owned since 1924.
What's that sound? That's the sound of Downy Unstoppable scent beads going into your washing machine and giving your clothes freshness that lasts all day long. There it is again. It's like music to your ears, or more like music to your nose. That freshness is irresistible. Let's get a Downy Unstoppables bottle shake. And now a sniff solo. Nice. Get 6 times longer lasting freshness plus odor protection with Downy Unstoppables in wash scent beads.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Increasing clouds for tonight, a low in the low 20s. More sun than clouds for tomorrow, highs cooler, only in the upper 20s. Warms up for the weekend, a little breezy, highs low 30s Saturday, low 40s on Sunday. Skies partly to mostly sunny. Looking for a great place to live, shop, stay, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Right now it's 33. 99.7
If I could turn back time, if I could find a way, I'd take back those words that hurt you, and you'd stay. I don't know why I did the things I did. I don't know why I said the things I said. Pride's like a knife, it can cut deep inside. Words are like weapons, they wound sometimes. I didn't really mean to hurt you.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
The sun fell down.
Well, now, don't you tell me to smile. You stick around, I'll make you put your wow. Hot number
Walking down the street.